Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Heiress's Deception by Christy Caldwell, performed by Tim Campbell. Prologue. Mayfair, London, England, 1807. Callum Dabney was dying, and it was even more painful than his former gang leader, Mac Diggory, had threatened it would be. Stumbling along the alley, Callum clutched at his right side. Warm blood coated his fingers. His breath came hard and fast in his ears as he crashed against the side of the white stucco townhouse. At 14, he'd been beaten, shot, and stabbed more times than even the Almighty himself had a right to survive. But borrowing support from the elegant building, he gritted his teeth through the pain and accepted the truth. I'm dying. On his birthday, no less. It was foolish, the staggering intensity, this need to survive. Since his parents' death when he was a boy of five, he'd lived first in an orphanage, beaten for the pleasure of the nurses caring for him. Then he'd escaped and found a ruthless home among the Dial's most lethal gang leaders. Callum had had an empty belly on most nights, and had been forced to fight boys and men for scraps and coins. Mayhap it was a primitive need to survive that existed even in the basest beasts. But even with the misery of his existence, he still hadn't wanted to die then, and certainly didn't now, since he'd found a family in Riker, Niall, Adair, and Helena. After all, even a starved dog snarled and fought for his last breath. I'm not a dog, he rasped. He was Callum Dabney, one of the best pickpockets in the whole of London, and second in command of the Hellfire Gang. The band of brothers he and Riker Black had formed 3 years ago. It wasn't his time to die. He'd too many plans for the future. A future that involved climbing from the gutter and rising up, and security, and food, and a roof. He'd have a damned roof and a big bed, and one of those fancy desks, just like his late father once had. With each reminder of his dreams, Callum dragged himself forward. He reached the end of the alley and stopped, frozen in the shadows. He breathed through his pain, waiting and watching. His gaze found the familiar mews, this place that had been an unexpected shelter nearly a year ago during a deluge, and then became something more, a place where he'd come to escape the hell of St. Giles. The sight of the stables gave him a surge of strength. The nighttime clouds...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?